continuing training our awareness, mindfulness of breathing, placing your interest, placing the attention on the feeling of the breath, the entire breath, the in-breath, and the entire out-breath. Placing the interest, placing the attention and then relaxing into the awareness of the breath. I like to use Buddha. The Buddha was awakened, alert, fully mindful in the present moment. Breathing in, put, and breathing out, do. Knowing thoughts is just thoughts, not giving interest, not following. Leaving the past in the past. Not worrying about the future. Knowing one in-breath, put. Knowing one out-breath, do. Simply aware of the feelings of the breath. Mindfully aware of the in-breath. Mindfully aware of the out-breath. Some people can feel the breath more clearly at the nose. Other people feel it more clearly at the chest area. Other people in the abdomen. So you can also choose to observe the breath in just one of those places or in all three. If the mind's a little bit peaceful, sometimes it's nice to observe in just one place. But even when observing in one place, you're trying to be aware of the beginning of the in-breath, the middle of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath, the space, the beginning of the out-breath, the middle of the out-breath, and the end of the out-breath, another space. going to do a little bit of an investigative meditation. So just closing the eyes and establishing the Buddha on the breath, and then I'm going to ask you to contemplate some things. Aware of each in breath and out breath, breathing in put, breathing out do. This habitual assumption or tendency to perceive this body and our emotions, our feelings, thoughts as being a self, a very deep habit that we all have, and then we come to study Lord Buddha's teaching, and he says the truth of the matter is none of these things are a self. So Buddha also says we shouldn't just believe him, we should investigate. So I ask you now to bring your mindful awareness to your eyes. Just be aware of your eyes with your eyes closed, eyelids closed. But just being aware of the eyes. And now the objective of the meditation is we are looking for this thing we call a self. So we have to look very sincerely. We really want to find this character that causes us so much suffering. Where is he? Where is she? And then with the awareness of the eyes, ask yourself, are the eyes self? Is there a self in the eyes? So we're just interested, we're paying attention, doing a little bit of investigation. Another question we can ask ourselves is all of those things that we see when the eyes are open. Forms, are any of those ourself? Now I ask you to move your awareness to your ear, your ears. Looking very sincerely, is there a self at the ear sense base? And then sounds. Are any of the things that we hear a self?
aware of each in breath and out breath, breathing in put, breathing out do. And then moving the awareness to the nose. And then with interest, we sincerely ask the question, is myself there? Is there a self at the nose? And what about smells? Anything that we can smell, does that have anything to do with a self? Similarly with the tongue. Is there a self in the tongue? Is there a self in taste? So very often we see things and we think, I like how that looks. I don't like how that looks. I think that's beautiful. I think that's ugly. And same with sounds. I like that sound. Beautiful sound. I hate that sound. It's awful. I like this smell. I don't like this smell. My favorite food is... But when we look at these sense organs, we can't find the self. Aware of each in breath and out breath, breathing in put, breathing out do. So now let's look at the body. We often look in the mirror, how do I look today? Am I presentable? I'm bringing the awareness to the area of the face and the head. And we sincerely ask the question, is my face, this skin, my head, the scalp, the skull, the brain, is this myself? Or maybe it's in that chest area. Let's have a look. The area of the heart. So many feelings arise here. Pleasant feelings, neutral feelings, unpleasant feelings. An experience of happiness. An experience of suffering. So just have a look right in the core of this body, in the center there. Is there a self? Is that where it is? doesn't seem to be there. Have a closer look. If it's not in the heart, what about the lungs? How about the kidney? The intestines. What about the blood? Apparently there's about 7 liters of blood in there. My life blood. Is that where the self is? Sincerely asking, being interested. Where is it? Aware of each in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Don't seem to be able to find a separate, solidly existing self. You're feeling now might be contentment, might be neutral, might be boredom, irritation, might be faith, gratitude, whatever the emotion, just having a look at that objectively and then asking, is there a self there? Aware of each in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Okay, out of a nutshell, so when I look at all of these things separately, there doesn't seem to be a separate self. So perhaps it's, of course it's when we put them all together, that's what makes a self. It's this combination of parts of the body and sense bases. That's the self. And then I ask you now to recollect your body when you're a newborn baby. If you've seen photos of yourself as a little baby, bring to mind that image. One-month-old baby. And we can ask, is that myself? Where is that self now? And then think of yourself as a 10-year-old child. Learn to speak now, learn some things about concepts. Remembering your life when you were 10. And at that time you thought that that 10-year-old body was yourself. And your feelings, your emotions, opinions, hopes. And then we ask ourselves, where is that self now? Where is my 10-year-old self? Aware of each in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, put, breathing out, do. And then I ask you now to recollect your body, the perception of yourself now, lately, at this age. My young adult self or my middle-aged self. My aging self. There tends to be a feeling of solidity, a feeling of identification. This is myself. Supposing there isn't a death beforehand, I ask you to imagine yourself in 10 years. Put the clock forward 10 years and see your body. A few more wrinkles, more grey hairs, spine a little bent. Everything just a little bit more droopy. Will that be myself? In 10 years when I've lived this rich, full life. In 15 years, in 20 years, will I be able to call that myself? So it's good to be a little bit interested and to start paying attention. self seems so solid and so static, and yet you can't find it anywhere. And not only can you not find it, whatever it is doesn't stay still either. The feeling of the self is always changing. The young self, the teenage self, the adult self, the middle-aged self, the old self. Can't find it anywhere and can't keep it still. A very ephemeral thing. Buddha explains to us that this is actually a view. It's a very deep opinion that we hold about phenomena. Enlightened beings don't see it as a self. They know a body as a body. Eye consciousness as eye consciousness. Ear consciousness as ear consciousness. Nose and tongue consciousness is just that much. Sense impressions as sense impressions. Pleasant feelings as pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings as unpleasant feelings. Without grasping. Aware of each in breath and out breath, breathing in put, breathing out do. Enlightened beings don't see it as a self. And they explain to us that if we can let go of our grasping, if we can have an insight, and all that really means is seeing things according to the truth, when the delusion of thinking that we're a self falls away, and when seeing the truth lights up the darkness of ignorance falls away. And the enlightened beings explain that the mind, once delusion and ignorance has fallen away, becomes completely free of craving. Has no more greed, no more hatred, no more ignorance. And they say that what remains is an unshakable quality of deep peace and the most subtle and profound quality of bliss. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath. Breathing out, aware of the out-breath. it's good to consider that we don't need to feel frightened about investigating not-self. We don't need to be worried that we're going to lose something. For although we cherish it very much, holding on to this view, holding on to this assumption, is very painful. And the enlightened beings tell us that if we simply see the body as a body, sense bases as sense bases, feelings as feelings, and know them for what they are, we're very contented. We don't need to be concerned that if we let go, everything will descend in some kind of chaos. Because the enlightened beings still function in the world. They still have conversations with deluded beings, just like the Buddha. The enlightened beings still know how to relate in the world, even though they've discovered something that transcends the world. And that thing that they discover is right inside our minds. Our potential. The mind has a nature that it can be purified. Having been purified, it transcends all suffering. And transcends all delusion. But yet, while enlightened beings remain in the world, they relate to other beings with thoughts and acts of loving kindness. So as you return to the breath meditation, being aware of the feelings of the in-breath and the out-breath, just doing a little bit of investigation and just noticing there isn't really a self there, and just noticing that it's all changing constantly. Whenever we notice contraction, craving for, craving not for, just relaxing that. And as Ajahn Chah so frequently says, letting go. Let go and rest in natural, firm, clear awareness in the present moment. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath, and breathing out, aware of the out-breath. I'm placing the mindfulness on the breath and following the breath, the entire in-breath, the entire out-breath. I'm being mindful as well of the spaces in between, keeping the awareness within the body. Aware of arising and ceasing of the breath. Aware of space, quiet, moment to moment. Buddho. Aware of each in-breath and out-breath, breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Thank you. next minute or so of the meditation, I'm bringing to mind now and recollecting the skillfulness of that effort with a confident heart that merit is produced through such activity, and dedicating that merit to people who you think might benefit, to beings which you may have harmed intentionally or unintentionally. Or to all beings, as you see fit.